This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Jasper County, Texas, police are questioning people of interest after 9 teenagers were shot and wounded at a party on Sunday.
Local officials say shortly after midnight, 9 teenagers were shot at an after-prom party in a home. Deputies with the Jasper County Sheriff's Office arrived to find the 9 victims, but no injuries were expected to be life-threatening. There were some 250 people at the party at the time of the shooting. Authorities say there were no injuries at a second shooting that happened shortly after the first within the city limits of Jasper, Texas. Authorities are investigating whether the shootings are connected because they say there was a common vehicle at both incidents. I'm Jonna Water.
Many people still trying to get out of warring Sudan. Over the weekend, the U.S. airlifted its diplomats from the capital of Khartoum. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said he has spoken with rival commanders urging a ceasefire.
It has been a long weekend, a long and intense weekend, trying to take our people out of Sudan.
Today, jury selection begins in the trial of a man accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshippers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. This was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack ever in this country. Robert Bowers could be sentenced to death if he's convicted. Spectators at Disneyland's popular Fantasmic show were stunned over the weekend when the feature's fire-breathing animatronic dragon suddenly burst into flames. No injuries reported Saturday night at the Southern California theme park. Len Goodman has died. He was a judge on TV's Dancing with the Stars. Len Goodman was 78. He'd been diagnosed with bone cancer. Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for bankruptcy protection. It'll close all of its stores by the end of June, it says. This is AP News. Let's go downtown now. The AP's Jennifer King.
The real estate firm CBRE reports downtown office building vacancies continue to rise from over 12% at the end of 2019 to nearly 18% in the first quarter of 2023. Across the country, office-to-housing conversions are being pursued as a potential lifeline for struggling business districts that emptied out during the pandemic and haven't recovered. Cities like Seattle, Dallas, Boston, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. have released revitalization plans with things like rezoning, tax breaks for below-market units, and design competitions. Downtown residents tout easy transportation and fun hangouts, but the plans are not without challenges. The neighborhoods still typically lack affordable grocery stores, green spaces, and businesses that people need after hours, and high-rise offices can be difficult to convert, with potential environmental remediation and the need for hundreds of additional bathrooms, kitchens, and access to natural air and light. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.